Well, I think that if they think they smell alcohol, then they are smelling alcohol. Parents don't make this up. They worry about their kids. Most of us are somewhat protective, concerned, and yet we know we have to let them go, that they have to kind of make their way in the world, and we can't follow them around and monitor their every action. So if we think we smell alcohol, I think we need to talk about it. There is no simple answer. I know absolutely no parent in this modern world, whether in Ireland or in the United States where I come from, where it's easy. Some kids are more resilient than others. Some kids make better choices than others. But every parent worries and struggles. If you think you smell alcohol, you need to talk about it. It's very important not to overreact and assume that your youngster is on heavy drinking today and is only inches away from heavy drug taking tomorrow. It's also important that you don't look the other way and say, well, it's probably just imagining and, oh, you know, I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill. Talk about it. What's going on? Who's involved? How much drink is there? You may not get the full answer, all the truth, all the time. But if you show that you're concerned, worried, caring, interested, and involved, you're going to have a better outcome than if you are explosive and very, very oppressive or just totally ignoring the problem that is a very real issue in modern family life.
Mm. Now, what about the peer pressure and the friends that the person may be mixing with?
Well, the peer pressure is huge. I mean, 20, 30 years ago in Ireland, young people didn't have the money. It wasn't as customary. They may have drank on a few occasions, maybe to celebrate the results of the Leaving Cert or even the Junior Cert. But that would happen once in a while. We have a lot of 15-year-olds and younger in Ireland drinking to get intoxicated every weekend. There's even, I think, 1 out of 20 youngsters drinks to get drunk 10 or more times a month at age 15 in Ireland. And that study goes back just a few years. So we've got a very serious problem, and we need to find ways to address it. I think, you know, a discussion in health classes in school can help a little bit. I think parents setting a good example at home helps a little bit. I think society trying to de-emphasize the importance of drink and kind of laughing it off as just a sort of a fun thing that people are going to do anyway. And really, you know, as I say, we as a people trying to address this as a serious concern in terms of our young people. But it is a real common problem throughout the Western world. The UK has a problem almost as bad as Ireland, Scandinavia, North America, and even Southern Europe. Police in Rome now are worried about their young people drinking huge quantities of beer and getting drunk, whereas traditionally in Italian society, young people only drank wine at the dinner table with food, with family. So things are changing in lots of ways in various parts of the world. We have to be aware of the truth, and we have to challenge the behavior and hope that our kids land on their feet at the other end. We're not going to always get the desired outcome, but we have to, you know, young people, despite the war of independence that they fight against us, despite the battles that are almost inevitable, they, when surveyed, admire their parents so much more than we think they do. So they're breaking free, doing their own thing, unfortunately following their peers much more than we'd like them to. But they do admire us. They do care about us. And we need to talk to them about what's going on. And if they know we're trying to help them stay safe, rather than trying to just take over and run their entire life, I think we're going to get better results.
Mm. And now, with the way things are going today, do you think that talking has to start at a much earlier age than it would have a few years ago?
Absolutely. I think it's a mistake to wait until there's a crisis. I mean, it's never too late in one sense. I wouldn't say, well, if you've never spoken to your kids about substance abuse or sexual behavior or any of these sort of difficult topics, there's no point starting at 16 or 19 or 14. I think you need to talk about it at the various ages as new challenges present. But I think it's so much better to begin to talk about it at a level that's appropriate for the developmental age of the child. So with an 8 and a 10-year-old, you're going to talk to them a little bit differently than you would if they were 16 or 17. But yes, talking early. They see the beer ads on TV. They know about people who get drunk. They see a bit of the news, even if they're very young. They may have seen people, family members, older siblings stumbling in the door drunk. It's not like they don't know about it. So because it's a reality, you don't want to burden them and upset them. But if they're aware of it anyway, I think it needs to be discussed. Mm-hmm. And I think the home is the best place than the first place. Schools can help, but I think the home is where it all has to start.